This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. It's a huge Thursday. We have the Joe Biden news from the special counsel and classified document stuff. I have all kinds of hate mail and death threats from commies. We'll get to those here in a few. We have to honor the fallen. We're going to open the show with that. Some startling, painful, I'm not sure which word you want to put on it, news about our fiscal situation as a country. We are being outraised and outspent by the commies. We have Clay Martin's going to tell us how to survive the apocalypse in about a half hour. Buck Sexton next hour. Huge show tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, we are going to do what we always do, always have, always will. We do not enjoy it. It's awful, but we feel obligated to do it. We honor the fallen on this show, especially the fallen who die in training and non-combat operations. These deaths matter. These people matter. Their families are currently grieving in ways that I don't even want to think about. We have five Marines die. They died in California. They were taking a helicopter, a big one. It's called a Super Stallion. I won't get into it. They were flying a big one. Apparently the weather was bad from Vegas to the airbase, and it went down, and they're all dead now. All five of them are dead. I just want to say again, in case any one of those families are listening right now, death in training, death in accidents, death in whatever way you want to put it, and all the various ways you can die while training, they are not deaths in vain. It's not for nothing. These deaths matter. The training, the adjustment in things that will save lives in a future comes from people dying and getting hurt. I know that's a very little comfort right now as you mourn your husband, child, whatever it may be. I know it's probably no comfort at all, but they didn't die for nothing. And obviously, we honor them here on this show. Rest in peace, warriors.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let us dig into this. We're actually going to dig into illegals and crime, some Mitch McConnell juicy stuff and all kinds of other things tonight. But I thought maybe we should open the show on a lighter note with some death threats. All right. Now, let me clarify before I keep going. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Ask me anything. All 3 hours will be whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So just a recap for those who may have missed yesterday's show or missed the headlines from today, the story continues to grow. I get upset with politicians. And as I've said many times before, it's a disgrace that our politicians aren't more afraid of us. Not physically afraid, obviously, but afraid to lose their power when they do these horrible, despicable things to us and propose these horrible, despicable bills. It blows me away that they do so without fear. We have to stop that. We have to figure out how to make these people afraid for their positions. James Lankford tried to flood the country with illegals and kneecap any border patrol effort at all. He's a senator from Oklahoma. He has to have his political career destroyed for that. Even if I didn't have personal malice towards him, which I do, even if I didn't have any of that at all, I would still say he has to be destroyed because he has to be an example for other low-T GOPers thinking about doing what he did. These people, I don't expect them to all of a sudden start being on our side, but I do expect these people to start being afraid of us. And so I came on, you remember, I said this.
Senator Lankford has to have his career destroyed. I will do everything in my power to ensure that his political career is over.
I don't have to keep going on. Lankford, because he's a big whiny low-T weenie, went on the Senate floor and started whining about me.
Some of them may have policy differences. Some of them have been very clear with me. They have political differences with the bill. They say it's the wrong time to solve the problem or let the presidential election solve this problem. In fact, I had a popular commentator 4 weeks ago that I talked to that told me flat out, before they knew any of the contents of the bill, nothing was out at that point, that told me flat out, if you try to move a bill that solves the border crisis during this presidential year, I will do whatever I can to destroy you.
Okay, well, obviously we'll set aside all the obvious lies there. I didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to him 4 weeks ago. It had nothing to do with the election. But yes, I did say I would destroy you, and I mean it. I will remember you in 2028 when your election comes up. Well, today, a quick update on the story. The communists in America, the system is furious with me. Why? Because the system is trying to burn down the country. Flooding the country with illegals is a critical part of burning down the country. And James Lankford blamed me in part for stopping it, which is not true. I'm not the one who stopped it. I helped. I didn't stop it. We all stopped it. All of our outrage. These people love amnesty. They need it for total power. Here's Chris Murphy.
Didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So right. You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
That's quite an admission, isn't it? The people we care about the most, the undocumented, the illegals. Well, from there, Huffington Post and MSN and all the, I don't know, I lost track of them, Daily Beast, all these commie rags started printing articles about how it was me who got the border bill stopped because I intimidated Senator Naked Kendall. Well, here's a little sample of the emails we got to the show. This is the best. This one's titled, "Your Worst Nightmare. We are coming after you, treasonous Trump, Putin, Hitler, Jong-un, loving demons. Nothing is going to save your sad beep or whatever it is. You better get a whole army division to protect you because we're going to rip your beeping head off." This one's titled, "Go Beep Yourself. Go beep yourself, he goes on after he titled it that. And he says, watch out for the bus running over you. I'll be driving it. This next guy says, you're a real traitor with your orange buddy. When your rhetoric leads to bullets flying, don't think you'll be immune from being hunted down. This one says, Mr. Kelly, when did radio jockeys decide to become mobsters, threatening people who disagree with destruction? How can iHeart sanction such illegal behavior? I hope Mr. Kelly ends up in jail for his mob boss behavior. What a wanker. Oh, and we got a Brit here. No American says wanker. All right, we're moving on. Jesse, I don't know who you think you are threatening a senator and then bragging about it. You're a definition of a beep hole, a loser pretending to be a patriot. I hope you get arrested. Okay, I need to address something serious, though, from all this, in all seriousness. I need to talk about the mob boss thing. What's my mob name going to be? Let's be honest. I very clearly need a mob name if I'm going to be a mob boss, and it has to be something cool. It can't be Tony the Nose or something like that. It can't be the Claw. Remember that? I think it was a Columbo guy already taking the Claw. I'll tell you what. During the break, I'm going to come up with a good... Me, Chris, and Michael will come up with a good mob boss name for me because I like where that went. Thank you, Commie, for the idea. That is an outstanding idea. And then we'll talk about this Biden special counsel classified documents thing today. Why is he not in trouble and Trump is? We'll talk about that. Before we do that, let's save a life today, shall we? All that Commie ugliness and you're going to die and stuff. All that does is inspire me to save a life. That's what we do at Preborn. Well, that's what you and Preborn do, I should say. What do? They set up these pro-life clinics in these high abortion areas, and they find these women, girls mostly, who are about to have an abortion, and they simply offer them a free ultrasound. Hey, have a free ultrasound. When a woman hears a heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. You, what do? You pay for the ultrasound. It's $28. That's what it costs Preborn to give them that ultrasound. $28 doesn't just buy a couple large pizzas, it buys a life. Maybe tonight's the night to save another one, huh? Maybe you sign up and give it every month. I don't know. I'm not managing your finances, but preborn.com/Jesse. Go save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
The Jesse Kelly Show with me, Jesse the Stick Kelly. What about the stick as a mob boss name, Chris? What? Why not? I was thinking the tree. Remember the Commies, in case you're just joining us, they wrote in a bunch of death threats, and one of them said, I'm basically a mob boss for intimidating Senator Lankford. I like the stick because I'm long, right? I'm 6'8". I thought the stick. Oh, the vest. Oh, I really like the vest. But what about the tree? Because I am so tall. What about Jesse the tree? Do we not? Trees can be intimidating. What if they fall on you? Then you're in deep trouble. If a tree falls on you at all, okay, maybe the vest. Jesse the vest, Kelly. Yeah, that's me. I made Senator Lankford an offer he couldn't refuse here on the Jesse Kelly Show. By the way, Clay Martin, Green Beret, super stud, he's going to join us and teach us how to survive the apocalypse next, and I'm going to ask him about the hardest thing he ever did when he was a Green Beret or Scout Sniper. It's going to be really cool. We're going to geek out like dudes and women here in a minute. Before we get to that, let's dig into this special counsel thing from today. Okay, so why was there a special counsel for Joe Biden? Let's recap this for people who don't know. Joe Biden did what every president and vice president has always done. He took classified documents he's not allowed to have and took them home with him as keepsakes and mementos when he left office. You should understand the inside knowledge in politics is this. Every single one of them does this. Donald Trump did it. Joe Biden does it. Obama did it. Bush did it. Reagan did it. Clinton did it. They all do it. You are the leader of the free world. Think about all the cool stuff you probably get that's stamped classified on the top. And when you stop being the leader of the free world, you kind of want to take a little bit of that with you, right? And so they all do it. Am I making an excuse for it? Maybe. I it's not that I want anybody to break the law, but it is kind of cool, right? Why the Joe Biden stuff is a big deal is the federal government decided they had to send an FBI SWAT team to Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago and kick in his front door because he did it, and now he's facing a felony charge for it. Several felony charges, as a matter of fact. And so now everyone's looking around saying, okay, what about Joe Biden? What about Joe Biden? Well, Joe Biden not only had classified documents, you can actually go look at the picture on the internet available to everyone of the cardboard box where he kept those documents. Why can you see it? Because he just had the classified documents stuffed in a box in his garage and took a picture. Chris said it was locked. It wasn't in the picture. In the picture, he's in his car or in the driveway, and the garage door is open, and there's just the box of documents right there. You can go look at it. And people are understandably saying, why is Joe Biden not being charged? Why are there no criminal charges? Donald Trump's looking at prison time for this, and there's nothing for Joe. What's going on? Well, the special counsel's name is Robert Hur. He announced today that Biden, quote, willfully disclosed classified materials as a private citizen. No criminal charges are warranted. That's not the biggest news out of it today. That's stuff you knew. They're going to send Trump to prison for the stuff that Joe Biden gets away with scot-free. That's because we have a completely broken, corrupt country. But setting all that aside, maybe the most jaw-dropping stuff that came out of this today was some of the disclosures from the special counsel. Remember, they had to sit down with Joe Biden, and they turn on a tape recorder, and you have to swear in, and you have to sit there, and you have to answer questions, and you have to answer them honestly. Here's one of the tidbits from today. Special counsel says Biden came across to investigators as a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Joe Biden could not recall. He was asked several times. He could not recall the year that his son, Beau Biden, died. Chris, do you have that audio of Joe Biden from yesterday or a couple days ago, forgetting which French president he was talking about? Here he was.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said...
Okay, we got it. He's talking about a conversation he had with somebody who's been dead for 28 years. You ever know somebody who struggles with Alzheimer's or dementia? When it gets really, really bad, people who know someone who've gone through this, when it gets really bad, they know... They tend to think that they're living out things that they lived out years ago. One old woman I can remember, I'm not going to give out her name or relationship to me, it doesn't matter, told me that she went driving with her dad the day before. She was talking about her teenage years. Her dad had been dead forever. In her mind, she was doing it the day before. Look, we make a lot of fun of Joe Biden because he can't talk, he can't think, but it is kind of sobering to sit and think that the president of the United States of America is fading away in front of our eyes with all the chaos going on in the world and in America. The president of the United States of America couldn't recall when his son died. Ow. All right. Let's talk to Clay Martin about some cool stuff. Then we'll get back to all this stuff about illegals and Mitch McConnell and Dad and Buck Sexton next hour. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. That's Metallica? That doesn't sound like James Hetfield. You're lying. That's not Metallica. That's Metallica, Chris? That was weird. Anyway, joining me now, my friend Clay Martin, former Marine, Green Beret. Now he writes all these sick books. Clay, what's your latest book? I forget. You just write a new book every 15 minutes now. What's the newest one?
Wrath of the Wendigo. A very fictional book.
Ah, yes. That's the fictional book about what happens when highly trained individual has had enough of his very, very corrupt country. Anyway, setting that total work of fiction aside, Clay, I want you to explain to me or to all of us this new era of drone warfare where you can buy a $50 drone at Best Buy, attach some HE to it, and go blow some tanks up. How does a small unit, a platoon, how does a group of Green Berets, how does a team, how do you deal with that? I know it's not birdshot. How do you deal with it?
This is actually an awful evolution of warfare for the guy that, you know, has boots on and carries a rucksack, which is us knuckleheads. This is something that's been a long time coming, and it's a revolutionary twist rather than with the machine gun as far as... The things tend to go cyclically. Weapons advance and the tactics advance to match them. But in that period where the tactics haven't advanced, it's just bloody and awful, and there's no good solution. But this is one of the most dangerous things that's happened. Probably actually the most dangerous thing that's happened in my lifetime is the cheap disposable drone that is useful against both, you know, small stuff like a tank and against a man. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
It is awful. And look, I'm going to ask some stupid questions, but I was a very average Marine for only 4 years, so stupid questions are my forte. Allow me to ask, why don't we have some kind of a electromagnetic shield or something around a base? Shouldn't there be? I mean, for Pete's sake, my phone can tell me the weather in Zimbabwe in 5 seconds. Don't we have that kind of technology?
And GPS jammers and all this stuff that we supposedly have. Yeah, I think the big problem is we never took it seriously as a weapon, which is stupid, but it's what happened, which is funny because I can remember, 10, 15 years ago, even another enlisted knuckle-dragging Green Beret telling me, hey, watch these drone racer kids. This was like 2010, 2013. Drone racer kids, how fast they could react. And they were like flying these things around arenas in contests. He's like, Now tell me with, you know, 2 grams of explosives or, you know, a Glock 19 strapped to the side, how dangerous is that? But I think, honestly, our strategic thinkers just never considered it as a problem. And that is biting us in the rear end right now.
Clay, obviously, military-aged males pouring across our border is a problem for a variety of reasons. I see some kind of a conflict coming with China, and we have Chinese military-aged males coming across the border by the thousand. You were a Green Beret, obviously, as everyone knows. Part of your duty is training people who need the training, you know, tribes, indigenous personnel. Clay, how long would you need with an 18, 19, 20-year-old man, how long would you need to train and equip him to become a saboteur within a country if he was able to cross it illegally and travel around without documentation?
Do we also happen to be in a country where we can, like, buy guns and ammo and shoot, nobody's going to buy? Oh, yeah, that's a real problem. Yeah, that's a real problem. I got, like, 6 weeks tops to be, like, good. You know, 2 or 3 weeks to be competent part-time. Especially if it's a person that we also consider disposable, like 6 or 7 hours sometimes. You know, especially when we're talking about things that are largely unprotected. I mean, it's horrifying. It is absolutely horrifying. It's one of the costs of living in a free society. But with that many of those people pouring across the border, I mean, the bigger thing is not even who they can train. The bigger problem is China is, like, well-disciplined. And what if 5 years ago this guy, you know, Chinese SOCOM in a room was like, okay, 1,000 volunteers, what you going to do? You're going to go over to America. On this date, you're going to do the stuff. And these aren't like undisciplined rabble, like, you know, the 9/11 hijackers, you know, telling strippers what's going to happen and buying coke. I mean, these are hardline, you know, Chinese nationals that have been, like, handpicked to be, like, the guy. That could be a very real problem.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Clay Martin, former Marine, Green Beret, author. I'm really curious about these things, Clay. Is what I just said, my paranoia about the men coming across and what a nation state that trained them to do, is that something that you think about? Is that a real fear? Or is that Jesse being over the top and ridiculous, and that's not something that's likely to happen? For instance, a water treatment plant somewhere. Surely they have a bunch of highly trained armed guards at these places, right?
4 or 5 years ago, this sounded like tinfoil hat. But now it doesn't. Now, even my community, guys are talking, guys that are not even remotely aware of popping up with this, you know, steel or whatever, like, hey, this is a big, huge problem. I also noticed you got the attention of our Senator, Mr. Lankford, today on Twitter. That was pretty hysterical. It's actually funny that you bring up how we need to get rid of him with a primary. Do you know what else he did? We actually tried a primary here, him in this state once before, because he's the first guy that in the 2020 election said, I'm not going to certify it. And then, like, 5 minutes after, you know, grandmothers were walking through the Capitol on a semi not guided tour, he folded like a cheap suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to primary him here and failed. And it's extremely ironic to me that now he's the Republican guy authoring this new border legislation.
Yeah, I unfortunately for James Lankford, I have a long memory, and I will be there for his 2028 primary, crisscrossing the state, hopefully with my friend Clay Martin. Clay, what's the most tired you ever were during all your time in the military, Scout, Sniper, Green Beret? I'm talking physically exhausted to the point where you're hallucinating. Tell us, Clay.
The end or maybe even the midpoint of patrol week at the amphibious reconnaissance course. That was brutal. Absolutely brutal. It's like our variant of Hell Week for the SEALs, kind of same thing, except it's twice as long. And it was absolutely terrible. I don't know how I was standing up at the end of that. It's one of those memories that'll stick with your grandma.
Speaking again with Clay Martin. Okay, Clay, if things do cook off with China, and it's not imminent or anything like that, but this is obviously a big boy empire. This is probably what you'd consider a near peer, judging by their military budget and whatnot.
Can we project force against a country like China over there? I know they're not Chinese divisions aren't going to start landing on the shores of San Diego. I know that, but can we project force over there like we used to be able to?
Man, this is a big problem. This is something that, again, like 5 years ago, I thought was laughable, but apparently we can barely project naval power against the Houthis. That's not great. We're not doing a very good job of stopping $50 drones by a ninth-rate military. So before 10 years ago, even, yeah, I was in a problem. Now, I honestly don't know that we can. I don't know that our Navy, which is actually the weapon that you would use against China, that is the only weapon you would use against China, is up to the task. I mean, if anything, the only saving grace is all the Chinese Navy stuff was made in China, so probably 3/4 of it doesn't work. But I have very little faith in our ability to project power over there for any length of time. We got some high-speed whiz-bang stuff, but as we've seen, that stuff runs out really fast.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, he is Clay Martin. His newest book, which is fiction, it's also so intense. You're going to love it. It's called Wrath of Wendigo. Go purchase that. Also get Prairie Fire, may I suggest. That is not fiction, and that's an important one. Clay, my brother, Semper Fi. I appreciate you.
Semper Fi, Jesse. Thanks, brother.
Whew. Well, that was a lot to take in. There wasn't a whole lot of good news there. I wanted some sunnier news out of Clay, but look, that's why I asked the question. Am I being paranoid? Am I wrong about this? I should have known, Chris, that I was right about everything. Jesse the Vest Kelly doesn't get things wrong. You know, this is probably a good time to bring up that we need to get stronger physically, all of us, and mentally. I do. We all do. That's why I believe in natural herbal supplements, and I always have. And that's why I love my natural herbal supplement company, Chalk. Not just because they have the best, because they're anti-communists like me. Do you know that Chalk reached out to the show to advertise on the show? They were so hardcore against the COVID lockdown stuff, they got themselves kicked off social media, and they just called iHeart and said, hey, we like Jesse, let's advertise there. I told you these were our people, man. I personally take a male vitality stack every single day. Female vitality stacks and chocolate powder. Drop the big pharma garbage. How about a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? You think you would feel better? You would. Massive discounts right now through the end of February on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription, just for my listeners. Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse. Enjoy.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get all of your questions emailed in right now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll get to these illegals and some of the scams they're running in New York here in a moment. I want to get to this one real quick. Oracle, it appears the media no longer wants to talk about the classified documents found in Biden's garage. Being military intelligence, we would be thrown under the bus if we removed documents without proper authorization and procedures. While I understand the president has privilege, why is it that the vice president and Congress are able to remove classified material without repercussions? Well, because we've talked about this recently, and I'll bring it up again. I don't mean it as bad as it sounds, but it is true. We have to accept something, you and me. There are huge parts of this country and critical institutions in this country that don't belong to us anymore, that we have lost, and we need to try to earn them back, obviously, but there are institutions that don't belong to us. They belong to our mortal enemies. We were talking about Daniel Penny, actually, is a great example, the Marine who choked out that crooked piece of trash on the subway, and he ended up dying, and Daniel Penny's getting rung up on manslaughter charges. You know, a bunch of Venezuelan gang members jump some cops and some NYPD cops and get off scot-free. Daniel Penny chokes out a drug dealer and he's going to the state clink. And when I was talking about the story, I was just explaining there are huge parts of this country, the federal government, New York City, places like that, that don't belong to you anymore. They don't belong to me. And here's what's so difficult about that. It's hard to even say that. And I'm not saying give up or it's over. We obviously have to fight to win all this back. And that's why we talk about activism. So I'm not trying to bring you down. But have you ever, how many times have you heard a history story from me? Or maybe you've read it yourself when we're talking about a conqueror or conquest of some kind. Genghis Khan rolls into town, dominates. The Soviets taking back, or you know what? Well, the beginning. The Nazis taking over huge portions of Europe and the Soviet Union. And then in return, the Soviet Union comes back and they take over half of Germany and all these places. Indian tribes, pick your conquest. Being conquered is awful. And it's very, very, very difficult oftentimes to accept it once you have been conquered. How do you accept, how do you live in that reality when what you had before is gone, and now the people who have taken your society from you and are hostile to you, they're not treating you well? Well, that's where we are in certain places in this country, not the whole country. It's not all lost. I'm not saying that. Look, the justice system belongs to Joe Biden and Democrats now. And system-serving Republicans like the Mitch McConnells of the world and James Lankfords of the world. The DOJ doesn't belong to you anymore. There's no more justices blind up there. They're all committed communists on the other side. And when we get a Republican president elected, even our AGs won't actually ever fight for us. Jeff Sessions recuses himself from the Russia probe. Bill Barr gets in there. And instead of going ham after the dirty communists, gets up and announces on camera that we're not going to do any tit for tat stuff. I'm not actually going to go after anybody. So we get our people in there and they don't go after any of their people. In fact, they go on camera and brag that they won't go after their people, and their people take over and promptly start tearing us apart. There are parts of this country where we have been conquered. You, me, we have been conquered. Now, reconquest is a thing, and that's what we're talking about now. We are no longer the culture. I'm not the culture. You're not the culture. We are now the counterculture. We, you and me, we are the counterculture now. We are counterculture revolutionaries. As anti-communists, that's what we are. Now, we need to operate nonviolently at all times as revolutionaries, for a lot of different reasons, but we are counterculture revolutionaries now. This country doesn't belong to us. There are parts, I should say, of this country where we have simply been conquered. Look at this headline from Zero Hedge. New York's illegal alien compounds exposed. Stabbings, drug, deaths, human trafficking. I was talking to an NYPD buddy of mine, was talking about some of the scams the Venezuelan gangs are running and how sophisticated some of these criminal enterprises are of the illegals that come in. We're talking hacking into your home camera system kind of sophisticated. When you think about illegals from a third world country, you generally think of, oh, okay, he's got a do-rag and a knife on. Now, these guys are career criminals, sophisticated, who work as a team, already preying on elderly people, especially in New York. Home invasions, it's like some wild, 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 technologically advanced stuff. And it's being encouraged. Encouraged, not allowed, not allowed. Encouraged. They're encouraging this because New York City is conquered land. That's hard to hear. It's hard to say. Certainly don't celebrate it, but it is true. Jesse, I'm hearing about the Venezuelan gang members who attacked the NYPD. Didn't Brandon Darby say we'd have reports of these gangs going to war with cartel members within 6 months? Looks like he's right on track. Oh, yeah, he was right on track. He knew what was coming. Now we're going to have an escalated gang war in these cities. We are. As the Venezuelans start squaring off with the Cubans, start squaring off with the... It's really bad. Conquered lands. All this could stop. Get the communists out of office, start throwing all these people in a dark hole for the rest of their lives, and it all goes away. They did it in El Salvador. It's not difficult. Take bad people and throw them in a dark hole, and your country will be fine. All right. Let's talk about something wonderful. Fred, today, when I was getting ready to leave the house, just started whimpering. It's like having a kid who pulls on your leg saying, "Daddy, don't go. I'm putting on my shoes." And he can see what's happening, and he just starts whimpering. It's so embarrassing. And so then he comes over to me, and I have to start snuggling with him a little. And then the wife comes in, and she says, "You're so embarrassing with that dog." That's not true at all. I do love him enough to give him rough greens, though, because I want that big, fluffy idiot to stay big and fluffy. I want him to stay healthy. I care about his joints, his digestive system. He used to have digestive problems every time he ate. You know what that's like? He never has those anymore. He used to get ear infections all the time. He never has those anymore. What changed? Rough greens changed everything for my dog. You can see a difference in your dog's energy in everything. Whether you have a puppy or an old dog, start giving them Rough Greens. All natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. It's incredible how well it works. Go get a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We have 2 hours left. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.